Wolf, Part 2, by Alterac Kane. Scene 1. A gentle night breeze tickled one of the sentinel's ears, followed by an uncomfortable silence. For a moment, it was as if time stood still. They could no longer hear the clanging of ale mugs or the rowdy soldiers. The fog was beyond dense. It eerily crept up the slope and started to appear as if it were a white lake resting on a dirt beach. One of the sentinel walked into the fog until it was about waist high and reached out to touch the white slurry, expecting to see what it felt like. As his hand breached the vapor, he could feel its grip pulling him in. He fought to take his limb back, but it was too late. It would not let him go. He soon realized that his legs were also stuck. He started to panic and fight, which only caused more of him to become ensnared in the fog. Although the rest of the sentinels watched in concern, they were seasoned battle masters. They had seen a great many things. They also knew that each member of their team was a formidable opponent, which made them fear what might be in the fog. Fear caused them to hesitate. They weren't fond of things they didn't understand. One of the other guards came closer in an attempt to help his mate. Suddenly, the struggling guard was pulled into the fog, and his attempt to scream was quickly silenced once his head breached the thick white mist. It all made sense now, why the majority of the camp was completely silent. Whatever was in the fog had already gotten to them. But how? There were so many in the camp. The second guard decided to investigate to show that he was stronger and no coward. He picked up a large branch and slowly approached the fog, sticking the end of the branch in to feel around. He tried to pull the branch out and soon realized that he couldn't. He could only push it further in. He quickly dropped the branch and hurried back to the others to report his findings. One of the other sentinels decided that it was time to notify their leader and his entourage while having the others scout for an escape route. As he made his way to the main tent, blood-curdling screams filled the air behind him, causing him to lose what little confidence he had left. He rushed over to the table as many eyes stared at the tent walls around them in confusion, listening to the pandemonium outside.
"We need to get you out of here, now!"
the guard demanded. Just as they were about to make their escape, something dark came tearing through the canvas wall. In mere moments, the dark being had torn through every sentinel and many of the court members in the tent. The betrayer stood still, in shock at what he was seeing. He wasn't completely afraid of what was happening, but rather, shocked at who he was seeing. In front of him stood a silhouette of a man he knew all too well, but something was different. The dark figure looked mostly human, but with dark gray skin and red glowing eyes. Its teeth were menacing and more jagged than normal. It had claws thrusting out of its fingers, and the majority of it was patchy with black hair. It had a dark aura about it, almost a void energy that seemed to dampen anything nearby. It was him, the wolf. The betrayer reached his hand out to cast a binding spell on the creature, but before he could act, the wolf severed both his arms, causing the spell to fail. The betrayer screamed. The rest of the royal court members in the tent were paralyzed with fear. Witnessing their associate's arms flop on the ground only caused them to go unconscious, or watch in complete terror. The betrayer cried,
"You can do this. Join me. We would be unstoppable. We can rule all of Xenador. You can't kill me. We are brothers, damn it."
The wolf smirked and watched him for a moment. In a deep and hollow voice, the wolf spoke.
"Brother, I have no more time for your games. You should have thought about the consequences."
The betrayer wanted to appeal to him. He cried,
"I have changed. I'm so sorry."
The wolf tore the betrayer's head and spine from his body and threw it at the remaining spectators.
"I have no room for sorry,"
growled the wolf.
"Now, I leave the rest of you with a dead army and a message. Tell your false king that terrible death awaits him. His action has brought death upon his regime. This is what happens to his defector wizards. This will be the fate of all wizards that betray the Order. There is no turning back. He has awoken the wolf."
The remaining court members watched as the wolf walked out into the misty moonlight. It was only then they realized there were dozens of dark silhouettes with glowing red eyes outside. They needed to get word to their king. The fabled stories were true. The wolf had arisen. Thank you for listening to The Wolf all the way through. This is the conclusion of part two. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you share it with people you know. I hope you take the time to truly read all of my stories at alterackkane.com. But furthermore, I hope you tune in the future. I will be hosting more of The Wolf, Part 3 and Part 4, and some of the other stories I have on my webpage already. Thanks for listening, and thank you for the support. The Wolf, Part 1, by Alterac Kane.